Paramparavrata is very interesting, and again, we may not fully cognize all the depths of it. Of course, we know it means studying Gurudeva's teachings, not studying somebody else's teachings. That's easy, Paramparavrata. And as it says, it's control of mental and philosophical ramification, which is control of the intellect. Giving loyalties to a lineage precludes all extraneous training and requires closing off intellectual inroads to all other lineages, not reading their books, not taking their courses. Gurudeva has a nice description of this. This commitment is a total focus demanded of the shishya by the shishya himself, so that learning of one unique path may mature past intellectual states into completely experiential knowing. So in thinking about this, I remembered a conversation I had with a Hindu doctor a few months ago, and a young doctor from Canada, very interested in spiritual life, and was a bit disappointed the way his profession was working out. It wasn't all he envisioned it to be when he started medical school in his younger days. It wasn't as fulfilling as he thought it would be. And one of the reasons was patients didn't follow his advice. You know, he'd give very sound advice, and they wouldn't follow it, and therefore they wouldn't improve. And usually when you go to a doctor, you get advice like eat less fatty foods. That's a common one. You know, exercise more, and take certain medicines. So, of course, what usually happens? You usually don't do it all, right? Well, you go at it a little bit. You cut back on the foods for a while, but exercise, that takes too much time, and I don't have time to exercise. And the medications, well, you, as soon as they run out, you let them go. It's too much trouble to keep them in stock and take them and all. So after a few months, you're not following what was suggested at all. You've just gradually backed off of it, and of course the medical problem doesn't improve. So you get concerned about the medical problem and you try another doctor, you know, and they give similar advice, you know, maybe a little bit different kinds of exercises, different kind of diet restrictions, different medications. You follow it for a while, slack off. A year later, the problem's still there. You go to a third doctor. This is what people do. So, consequently, you know, they're getting different advice, but they're never fully applying it to their life, and consequently, the problem is not solved. So, this is like the spiritual path. And it's very easy for people who are wanting to have a spiritual life to do the same thing. They start studying these teachings with this Swami. It's going along just great. Really, really fascinating. There's all this new intellectual material they're learning and so forth. But then they're asked to do a few things. And some of the things they're asked to do, they don't like to do. So, what do? Well, you start another study, right? You go over here, well, another Swami over here, another set of intellectual teachings. You learn it. It's very fascinating. You get up to the point of having to do things you don't want to do. And again, you don't do them. Just like going to the doctor. You don't do what you're supposed to do. And consequently, you're jumping around from study to study without making full progress. So Gurudeva describes the new age in that way. It's they're committed to being non-committed. And I've heard him, I'm sure we've all heard him speak to many New Age people in that way, you know, that, you know, stop shopping around and, you know, choose a path and follow it. You can't really make progress if you just dabble here for a while, for a few years, and then jump over here, dabble here for a few years, then go over here. You're not really going to make any spiritual progress. You're just entertaining the intellect. You're refusing to refrain the intellect from ramifying. So that's the essence of the Paramparavrata, which harnesses the intellect. Of course, as the intellect is harnessed, in his spiritual studies, it tends to ramify less in other areas as well. Just automatically carries over. We don't jump around in other areas unnecessarily ramifying, but naturally focus more on what we should. So in thinking this through, the analogy with the doctor here reminded me of Markandu Swami's description of Yoga Swami. Maybe some of you had the privilege of hearing him. He would use the phrase, in describing Yoga Swami, of course, Markandu Swami, every word was talking about Yoga Swami. You know, that was his discipline. He would never talk about himself or anything else, as a matter of fact, the weather or whatever. You know, Yoga Swami said, Yoga Swami did this. You know, it was his total message. So he would put it in this phrase. He would say, Yoga Swami would give a different prescription to everyone who came to him. Just like medical advice, we're talking about different prescription. So specifically what Markandu Swami said is, he gave to each who came a different prescription. He could tell the difference between an MA and a kindergarten student. He gave to each according to the advancement. Then he lists some of the prescriptions. Realize the self by yourself. See God everywhere. See everyone as God. Be like water on a lotus leaf. Do meditation. Do service to others.